Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew Miles Sebastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I heard that Nicole's making dinner tonight, and she didn't invite us over. Okay.
You know what?
A rare occurrence.
I got to make dinner tonight. I barely even got to do that much because I almost didn't even make it home in time for the show.
Well, you always do. God is always with you to help me because you know I'll be crying without you. You know, I depend on you to help screen the calls, to give me your feedback. And I was telling Nicole before this show started that I was nominated for the Best Psychic 2012. As those of you know, I won.
Congratulations, Cindy.
Thank you. The number one psychic in 2011 by the Long Island Press. It's just now I have to make sure I tell everybody to vote, and I feel like a politician. And it's one of those things. I look at all that's involved in getting the campaign rolling, and I think I'll wait till tomorrow to think about it. And I can see we have a lot of callers, and Nicole, I would like you to go to the 516 number first, because I did get an email from one of my clients asking if she could please get through today, and I think that's her, because we have oftentimes so many callers that we can't get through everybody. So those of you, you know, once in a while drop me an email, and I can then tell Nicole, let's pick you up, you know, make sure you get a reading first. So, Nicole, will you go right over to the 516 number?
You got it, Cindy. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, it's Cindy. Oh, looks like we might have scared them away. I don't know. Maybe, let me see if I can pick it up, because it looks like, let me see. Hello, you're on the air. Nope, I guess we scared them off. Okay.
No, you know what, Cindy? Maybe they're on a cell phone or something like that. I'm going to keep that one on hold, and then we'll just shoot over to the next caller, and then maybe they'll be ready to talk to us, after the first caller. So
okay,
we're going
to
go over to the 267 area code. So you know that we're identifying you. Your last four digits are 2019, all right? So 2019 is what we're looking for. And hello, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi,
hello.
Cindy. And who are
Hi.
You and where are you calling from?
This is Linda, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I'm so glad I got in contact with you because I'm kind of, confused and kind of looking for some, guidance as to, you know, what my spirit guides are saying or what you could tell me. Because I'm kind of dating a couple of guys, but I just don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, that's okay, because you know what? It's good when we don't know what we're doing. The people that scare me are the ones who really think they really know everything and they're doing everything and they know what they're doing, and meanwhile, they don't have a clue that they don't know what they're doing. So it's a good place to say, what am I doing here? The first card that I got for you, by the way, is a very good five-year period opening up called the Wheel of Fortune. And God only gives this to people who are trying their best to be good people. We don't have to be perfect. The difference between a good person and one who's not good is we're not perfect, the good people, but we certainly know when we're not behaving right. You know, we might not be able to control it, but we know it's not right, and we work to be better people. So you have this five-year period in which anything you want is yours.
Okay.
So one of the relationships you're involved in has the potential to get really toxic, by the way, if it hasn't already. Do you know which relationship is being referred to by your spirit guides?
No, I don't know. Is it the one that I was in for a long time?
Yes, that one could, you know, the only reason it has never gotten as toxic as it should be is because you're a nice person and you shut up a lot. And another person would really be fighting with this man. Are you aware of that?
Okay, yeah, probably.
I mean, it's a testimony to you. Good people bring out the best in people.
Okay.
Now, and we see the best. It's not a good trait, because if you and I were dining with Hitler and Mussolini in 1944, they would be great guys. Does that mean they're great guys? And hardly.
I'll tell you, he showed me love. He showed me love like I have never been shown before. I mean,
and then he withdrew it?
Well, he felt like I wasn't returning it because I was a little nervous, because we're kind of different in a lot of ways, but heart to heart, it's like he's like the most loving, giving person I've ever met. And so he kind of gave up on me, okay? But now since we've been apart, I find out he does some strange things that I wasn't aware of, you know? So maybe he's not as perfect as I thought, you know what I mean? And maybe my intuition was right. But when I'm with him, it's like we were never apart. It's confusing. Hello? Hello?
Me?
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay. Basically, what's going on here with you is your gut was telling him he wasn't quite the prince he was coming across to be.
Okay.
And, you know, you trusted your gut, and for the first time in your life, you did sort of guard yourself from somebody who maybe he wasn't all he was cracked up to be.
Okay.
And, you know, with him, now that you know this little, you know, hidden secrets or things, does it make you realize why you couldn't have a relationship with him?
Yes, it does. But and I know that. I have to remind myself that, because when I'm with him, the love is so exactly what I'm looking for, that I have to go, oh, wait a minute, but there's that other part that has nothing to do with me. But
again, because it most people can go either way. Excuse me. They can be very good and very bad. It depends. And with him, I did get the devil card with him. What does the devil card indicate? It usually indicates an addiction of some sort.
Okay.
And could be an addiction to porn. It could be an addiction to sex. It could be a drug addiction. It could be a prescription drug addiction. It's just something that is a pretty big issue here. And
yeah,
if you could accept it, then that would be okay. But if you can't, then it's something you can't deny, that there's something about this person that you're not going to like. And if you were to stay with him over time, you might find yourself getting more and more upset. He doesn't really want to change. Are you aware of that? I mean, he wants to be the way he is with you and then still sort of have this other dark side. So that's something for you to keep in mind. Then
okay.
Then there's another man here who cares about you, but you're definitely the emotional stronger of the two of you. And, you know, you're being offered all kinds of love. Not all love is created equal, and some is soulmate. With the man that you were with for a while, the one that was like the prince for a while, you started out as soulmates. It's not soulmate love now, because you found out some things not through him but through other sources, and you realized he wasn't who you thought he was. Another man here looks like he would be a man to fit a plan. If you just don't want to be alone,
right,
he's okay. But once you've tasted soulmate love, that's what you had with that other man, you can't just go on a different rung of love. You just can't go to the narcissistic rung on the ladder of love where, oh, any man is interchangeable with another. It doesn't work.
Right, exactly.
What you really want is another soulmate, and one who will love and commit to you and commit to healing and have a lot of the traits of the man you liked.
Right, exactly. So where do you go? How do you find it?
Again, it's you realizing that you do want a soulmate love, and you're going to pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, and you want to be the same. But if it's the man you're with, your soulmate, and if he could by some miracle of God heal, that would be wonderful. If it's him, that would be great. It could be another man that would be coming. But first, you kind of have to be coming to that place of self-love. Are you happy to be alone now sometimes?
Well, I've been alone probably most of my life, you know, so it's not something that I have to learn. It's something that I'm tired of, actually. You know, it's like I've done it. You know, I'm not young, and I've been divorced like 30 years. So it's not like I'm like this girl who's like just doesn't want to be alone. I'm ready for the real thing.
Right,
you know?
And
I'm
again,
waiting.
You are ready, and what you need to know is that not just because it starts out as soulmate love doesn't mean it stays. You learned that from your marriage, and you learned it now from this man. And relationships or lack of them or whatever tends to work in five-year cycles. You've been divorced 30 years. Now you look like you are ready for that committed relationship. It will come, but you sort of have to let go of the past relationships because you're not making space for new love. And it's also giving you the illusion of having a relationship, good one, without really having one. And, again, the man doesn't think he's doing anything wrong, the one you've been with for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's you, that it's your
yeah.
issues, not his.
Right.
And that's something I don't think you're going to be able to, a bridge that you're going to be able to cross. So
okay.
in letting him go, ending without drama and trauma, not all soulmates are meant to last forever. And this other one will be coming fairly soon, by the way. You do have to get out there and put energy. People just say, well, how come love doesn't come? Well, you can't just, you know, expect to come in UPS. It's not going to be delivered to your doorstep as a rule. It could be the UPS man. It does happen. But for the most part, you do have to get out there, go with where you meet other people, expand your world. You do have to mourn for the ending of that other relationship because it did certainly have a soulmate potential there. It just isn't now.
Okay.
And again, are you being honest with the long-term relationship man? Are you telling him why it won't work or what bothers you about things?
Oh, no, we haven't been seeing each other. He broke up with me like a year ago, and it's just that we stay in contact. But
okay, again,
like,
that's
you
what's
know,
wrong. Because he's not your friend, you're not his friend. And as long as you stay in contact, he doesn't have to heal any issues.
Okay.
Because he still has you, he still knows you're not with anybody that matters, and he still keeps one foot in, one foot out.
Right.
Take 2 feet entirely out and let him miss you. See if he doesn't get
he's got
some help.
Somebody else, so I don't even think he would miss me. Yeah, he'd just
right.
be like, okay, bye. You know?
Well, that's because now he's pretending you're interchangeable with another woman. And
right.
he knows in his heart of hearts that's not true. Why do you think every other love song is about the love that got away? Because everybody lets the love of their life walk away, and they regret it for most of their life. It's a game. He just distracts with, you know, this other relationship. But for you, let him go. Move on. You have a very, very good five-year period opening up. You have a very good love life coming your way. You're ready for it. It's here. So, the confusion is just that maybe you didn't understand that we do have more than one soulmate.
Right.
And, you know, if you feel like, oh, God, the love of my life is gone and I'm never going to feel that again, you will feel
exactly.
that again. But you'll have the trust there. Do you know what I mean? You'll feel.
Yes.
From now on, people they must learn to trust their gut. If your gut tells you something's not kosher, it's not kosher. Because older souls tend to believe people are telling the truth. So,
right.
you know, we don't think they're lying to us. So when our gut tells us something's not right, it's not right.
Pay attention to it.
Pay attention
to it.
Especially if go ahead.
Is there anything that you could tell me about this coming love that will help me recognize it?
First of all,
you know?
He's a man who's very smart. He's very creative and loving. He has a lot of the traits, of the good traits that you liked of this other man. He's a healed person. He will want to stick 2 feet in the relationship and make it work. He has been hurt before in love. You know, he's been fooled himself by the princesses that become the beast. He's ready for a relationship. It's what he wants. He's putting it out to the universe that he wants a committed relationship right now. So he's circling right near you. It will change your whole life, and it will change it for the better. So just be a tiny bit patient, but you do have to kind of get yourself out there.
Okay.
Do you do anything to meet somebody? Do you meet? Do anything to get out there?
No, I can't say that I do. I mean, I work alone, and so it's hard, you know. It's hard to, you know, when I do go out, I don't meet anybody, you know. So.
Okay, if you go to places, like, there's always lectures, and libraries have wonderful lectures. There's free things, seminars. There's always, like, Italian fests or this kind of thing, you know, seafood events, every kind of events that are not expensive. And if you went, you could meet people, sometimes just a new friend who could help expand your world and introduce you to your soulmate. So
right.
It doesn't have to cost a lot of money to meet somebody, but
okay.
You do have to get out there in the world a little bit. And the
okay.
universe appreciates it. They may deliver him UPS anyway because you just say, okay, she did look. Okay, here he is. But I see they just need you to do a little step forward in the direction, you know. I have found that I've had many soulmates in my life, and I never had to go looking. They were
right.
always right in front of my face.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
there are lots of good men out there, by the way. There are lots of good men. And, you know, don't put out things like, oh, all men can't be trusted. You know, there are good men, and God is bringing them into alignment with each other. So please call in and let us know when you meet this guy. And
I
thank
will.
You for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you.
And good luck to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Nicole, are you there? Are you still cooking?
Yes, I am.
Wasn't she a doll?
Oh, she was so sweet.
I mean, and it's so funny because you know the feeling when you've had a soulmate and you really love them and you don't know if there'll ever be someone like that again. It's really scary because then you're wondering, should I go back? Should I tolerate it? What should I do? But we
yeah,
never have
you know, I mean,
to tolerate.
I mean, I know that I've said on the show several times, or whatever, that although I have been, you know, like, you know, although I have been in positions where, you know, I kind of felt, oh, you know, like this is never going to happen for me again. I got to tell you that once I was actually willing to take the chance, you know, that I got, you know, about 150,000 times better than you know, I thought that I would, than I thought that I would ever happen again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally felt like there was just nothing else out there at one point or whatever, you know, when me and my ex broke up and I was like, you know, how am I ever going to meet somebody like this? And even though it wasn't great in the end, it wasn't always like that. And those are things that went through my head. And you know what? When I finally, like, healed my issues and I took the chance, I mean, like, it's night and day. You know, it's complete night and day. And, you know, I got so much better than I ever thought I would. So,
and that's what I thought for people, and you know, just I send out that signal to everybody that let them look and see what's there and talk to people. Everybody's like kind of not very social anymore. You know, I know I moved to a new neighborhood
yeah.
recently.
That's like,
nobody
people.
Said hello to me. Nobody except my next
exactly.
neighbor. Do you know what I mean? It's like you don't even know your own neighbors anymore. I mean, if people are wondering how terrorists are going to take over, because nobody even knows their own neighbors. They don't know the people that live across the street. So we're not even talking to our neighbors. How do you not know that the neighbor across the street might have a wonderful brother or sister that would be a perfect soulmate for you, but you're not talking to anybody?
Yep.
You know,
that's kind of like I tell people all the time, Cindy. It's like, you know, I want Mr. Right, I want Mr. Right, I want Miss Right, I want Miss Right. Really? Are you getting off the couch? No. Well, then how the hell are you supposed to get them? You know, you kind of have to, you know, it's like, I want to win the lottery. Go buy a ticket. You know, it's just one of those things where you're not going to get it unless you go for it, you know?
And where we put our energy manifests. Everybody knows that. Like, Nicole's making dinner. She's going to manifest dinner. She's not sitting on the couch thinking she wants dinner. She's getting up and making it. She's making it happen. So we've got a lot of...
Unfortunately, right now, my girlfriend's on the couch trying to manifest dinner quicker.
Right, well, I don't blame her. Now, we've got a couple of calls you've screened. Can you just, like, jump over to whoever you want to?
You got
particularly
it.
Particularly ones
right,
have been waiting a long time.
Yes, I see this. We're going to go over to Georgia, and we're going to speak to Lisa. And she's actually, you know, she's got some relationship questions for you, and she's really concerned about this new relationship that she has. And she kind of just wants to, you know, just kind of wants to know your feel on it, Cindy. So we're going to go over to Gina, Lisa in Georgia. There we go. I can't even speak tonight. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can you guys hear me okay?
Sure, Lisa. So, again, just briefly sum up your question so those people who might not have been listening all along can hear it. What's going on with you?
Okay. Yeah. Right now, I'm currently in a relationship, and there's a guy that comes into my workplace, and he's showing interest, and I just want to know, will it go further, or if I should just leave the current relationship.
Okay. Again, you know, you're doing what most women have to do. They never leave one relationship unless there's another one there. And the one that you have, one that's long distance, correct?
No.
Okay. You just have one that's been going on for a long time?
No.
Okay, because I'm not really understanding. There's two people. There's one, a relationship now, and then there's this other guy at the workplace, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're not sure if you want the other relationship anymore?
Well, it's my ex-husband.
Okay, and the ex is the telling word here. Okay, do you think your ex-husband's going to change?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because what I'm seeing pretty much in the cards here is if you were to go back with your ex-husband, it would pretty much be what was there before. And, you know, he hasn't changed, and the same problems would exist. You know, I'm sure right now he's being better to you and the whole bit because he wants you back. But I'm not seeing him necessarily being the man you're supposed to be with. The workplace guy looks very, very interesting and promising. Have you let him know how you feel?
Yes.
Okay. And? Is there any, like, moving forward in terms of let's have coffee, let's meet?
Well, hopefully it'll happen because I just recently let him know how I felt.
Good.
And so
your ex are you on a cell phone because you're sort of breaking in and out a little bit?
Yeah, I am. Is it
okay?
My signal may not be that good, but.
Okay, good. And what I'm showing here is that your ex-husband is an emotional cripple in some ways. He is who he is, and that relationship will be the same. You'll be mommy to a boy. It's hard to leave.
That's exactly how it is.
Okay, and it's hard to walk away from men we've made into children because we wouldn't abandon our children. It's not going to work because you're now getting too old to be mommy to a boy. It's not going to work for you, even if it worked in the past. You just can't go back to that. This other man looks very promising. It looks like it should move forward. Help move it forward. He looks like a nice man, and I'm not sure if he's Mr. Right forever, but he's pretty much someone brought into you to let you know there are other fish in the sea besides your ex-husband. And,
okay.
You know, as this relationship, the problem with keeping your ex in your life is as you're trying to make a new relationship, your ex will start telling you everything you want to hear and can confuse you. So, you know, it doesn't mean he's going to change. It doesn't mean anything will be different, but he'll want you to believe it. And this new guy looks very promising, so go forward with it and just get in there and have fun. That's important. Call us and let us know what happens because it looks like you should be able to be going on a date with him fairly soon, so or at least for coffee. So if he stalls you off for a month or two, that's never a good sign because what you want to feel is if someone likes you, they can't wait to see you tomorrow. They don't want to wait for a year. Do you know what I'm saying? So if they don't want to see us, it doesn't mean that he doesn't care about you, but he might have commitment issues. So you don't want to get involved with somebody who can't even commit to a date, let alone a relationship.
Okay. Do you feel like there's someone else around him?
There is. It looks like there is, similar to what you have, like a long-term thing that won't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, both of you are being given an opportunity to start over and leave the past behind. But if you keep having one foot with your ex, one foot texting him, talking him, seeing him, he has with his ex, how could your love grow? because you really need to be able to put 2 feet forward. So, you know, if you find that he's too enmeshed with his ex, it's not going to be good either, because then you won't break away from yours, and it'll be just the same, you know, you have 1 foot here, 1 foot there. But there is something that's unresolved around him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of you can talk about that and maybe help each other break away.
Okay, so do you see us going out soon or him asking?
I do see it soon, and again, if it doesn't come to be sooner than later, it's because he's still not sure if he wants his ex or doesn't want his ex. And, you know, you don't need that too much, because sometimes people can go back and forth with their exes for years and years and years, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, if he doesn't, it's not because he doesn't care about you or like you. It's just that he's unsure, too. Again, mm-hmm. you know, you could just push the envelope a little bit and, you know, kind of get him to commit to a date would be good, or just a cup of coffee even.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to move it forward a little bit yourself.
Okay.
Good luck to you, and please call us in the future and let us know what happens with him.
All right, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Now, moving right along here, Nicole, let me see.
Yes.
I think the client that we were, that I think... it's the, let me just, I don't know, with the 928 number, I don't know, she didn't
the one
on
the Miss Bottom set?
Yeah, I think that could have been her.
All right,
sure.
Well, you want me to go jump over to
her?
Yeah,
try that one, uh-huh.
All right, let's see here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, this is Cindy, and who is this?
This is Abby.
Okay, it's Abby, okay. And what's happening in Abby's world?
Well, she's looking to find that person that is the one for her.
That rocks her world.
Well, they could rock the world, but, you know, they could just start by being friends.
Okay. And, again, if you were listening to our last few calls, do you do anything to meet this person?
Well, I travel, and I'm in a lot of different places, so I meet people all over the place.
Okay, but if you travel and meet people all over the place, that doesn't help you where you're living. That can be that you're a person who has your own commitment issues, and, you know, do you want to meet someone where you basically live?
Yes, in my area.
Okay, so that means you have to travel around your neighborhood a little bit and around your world. I'm seeing, actually, this would be a good year for you in terms of relationships, money, and pretty much no negative cards here. The relationship will come when you're really more convinced that you want the changes that love brings, because you're a person who looks like you've had a very independent lifestyle here.
That's
and,
true.
You know, kind of coming and going. Are you ready for the changes that love would bring?
I think so.
Okay. And in your wish list and in your writing down, and this is something that you need to do, what your ideal soulmate would be like, you want to make sure he likes travel and likes a lot of the same things you like.
Okay.
So that it's not like, you know, you get a soulmate who can't stand traveling, and that's something you love to do. It looks sooner than later here, probably in the next few months. Again, it depends on you actually getting yourself out there. It looks like you've had, you know, another soulmate in the past. Did you have a relationship that didn't work out?
Yes.
Okay. And is that person now entirely out of the picture?
Well, like the other lady, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. It's a little. I'm seeing the same. I'm saying, did you listen to the last two calls? Because
I did,
seemed like
but
there was messages.
I can't tell you I look just like them. I don't.
I know, because it seems like you have some of the same issues as our last two callers. Hanging on to the exes makes it almost impossible for the universe to bring us one, because you're still holding on to the belief that you could fix this love that was once soulmate. You can't do it by yourself. If the person isn't going to go to do the things they need to do to heal, it's just going to have the same problems.
Yeah, I'm okay.
And letting go of him and moving forward would leave the space for this other man to come. And it really, he's a very nice man, interesting man, by the way. But you know, as long as you have your foot with the X, it's going to be a little bit harder.
Right.
And most people never want to let go of, like, their safety net, the illusion of safety, the illusion of the person who'll be there no matter what.
Yes.
But this is, how long have you been supposedly not with your ex?
About 10 years.
Okay, so he's been in for 2 5-year cycles, because relationships work in 5-year cycles. For 10 years, you guys haven't been able to fix this?
No, we consider it broken.
Okay, but you still connect with each other?
You know, you have commonalities. You have kids together and stuff like that. But other than that, we don't have, it's not that kind of a relationship.
Good. And then, because this is a really a nice man, what you've shown your children is that if a relationship doesn't work, you have a right to leave it. But you haven't really shown them something really better. So that's what this man who's coming, he's very loyal, he's very trustworthy. He's a person who you probably will be married again in the future, by the way. It's a marriage here, and just now is the time. It looks 10 years is a long time to, you know, to be without like a significant relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're ready. I can understand if you've left a long-term relationship, sometimes you just don't want to get stuck in the same place. And you needed to know who you are, know what you want, and draw some healthy boundaries for when somebody else comes into your life. That's all here. There's nothing stopping this love other than you really doing something. Not, you know, if you're traveling from where you live, you know, 1,000 miles away, what good is it to meet somebody 1,000 miles away?
Well, I'm not trying to meet people when I'm traveling. That's better than just sitting at home is what that is.
Right. And then that's why trying to get you to just go visit, do things nearby in your own community would really help bring this person into your life. And just, you know, keep your radar open, be friendly, talk to people. Again, I can't stress enough, people watch too much TV. They're in their emails. They're all so separate. People used to meet just talking on the grocery line instead of be talking on their cell phone. They used to talk to people that they would meet. Try to, you know, get yourself just to communicate a little bit, but you definitely have a love coming.
Okay.
So, and this is one that's been circling near you for about 2 years, so it's about time that you jumped in and got him. So it's not like this hasn't been near you. You just haven't. Probably when you meet him, you're going to be surprised how close in proximity you've been at many different times. So that's something interesting to bear in mind.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, Abby, and call us in the future and let us know what's happening in your world.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, let's see what's going on here. We do have like a gazillion callers tonight.
I know. What I love right now is the fact that a lot of the callers are saying a lot of the same stuff.
So it's kind of quick.
Like what's manifesting today?
But it's so funny because, you know, I just spoke to Abby, you know, her spirit guides go, did she listen to the last 2 phone calls? Because it's kind of like the same energies. It's almost frightening. You know, not releasing the past makes it harder for the future to come forth. We really have to release, you know, the people from the past and let them go and let space for other people. Nicole,
yep.
You've been screening away. Do you have someone you would like?
I want you just to, you know, to yourself now, so we're not giving away too much to, you know, the other, you know, to the other people that are listening right now. But I want you just to read what I had typed up to you about the next 2 callers. The first one that we're going to go to is Gina over in New Jersey. And, you know, currently she is dating a few people. One of them had lived close and then moved. And she wants to know if you see them getting further, or maybe she should do more of the work to keep things going, or maybe she should be letting him do more of the work to keep things going. So we're going to go over to Gina and see what you think about her situation from New Jersey on our next.
Okay, but you also then I see Angela also has from Oklahoma.
Well, you see
also
Angela
has
over there?
Also has two men
in long-distance relationships. So Angela, you're going to be up next, and you listen up to whatever Cindy says to Gina.
Okay,
hello,
good.
Gina, you're on the air.
Hi, this is
Gina. Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you, Cindy?
Good. And I see you had a relationship, and you were close with him, and then he moved?
Well, yeah, when we met, I already knew he had purchased the home about maybe a half hour away from where we live. And I said, well, I'm not going to worry. He's like, is that okay? And I said, well, I won't worry about that right now because I really didn't know him yet, you know. And we got to know each other. And honestly, I really like him a lot. You know, he was attentive. He called, all the kind of stuff I was looking for, you know, really nice. We did things together. And then, you know, he moved, and I guess, you know, with all of that, I didn't get to see him as often, and I kind of, like, don't like driving far, but I did it because I wanted to see him, and I've gone up there a bunch of times, but, and then there's times when I don't hear as much from him, but then he pops back again, you know, and so I don't know, you know.
That's definitely the pattern of commitment phobia. Getting close, even starting a relationship when you know you're going to move or it's going to be far away, people can sometimes get close because they know they have an escape clause. And people are really afraid of a higher love and the commitment to healing that it demands. Mediocre love doesn't demand much healing, and toxic love, we certainly don't heal anything. We're screaming like two lunatics. But for him, he's doing the yo-yo thing that commitment phobics do. They bring us close, then they throw us away. And when they sense, because you are soulmates with him, there's a certain telepathy between soulmates that he senses when you've had enough, and then he brings you back again. They sort of wine and dine us in record time, do the whole affair over. And then when they've got us, they push us away. It's up to you to really tell him what you want. And have you done that? Been honest about what you want?
I should really tell him more. I did mention some things to him at one point, and, you know, I said, are you being honest with me about things? And, you know, because it's only been since May, so, you know, it hasn't been a long time, but, you know, he's like, no. And I said, okay, I will believe for what you say. I'm not going to, you know, not trust you unless I see proof that, you know what I mean? I'm not going to just go off not trusting somebody. So, you know, but I was, in my mind, I'm thinking the next time I see him, which is probably going to be next week, you know, we discussed, I kind of want to bring it up, and I don't know if that would be a good idea, just to kind of, like, tell
him. Are you supposed to be exclusively seeing each other? Have you had that talk?
No, that's what I mean. We didn't, you know.
Because he's, you know, when we don't ask people, it's like ask, don't tell kind of thing.
Right.
If he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
Okay.
By seeing somebody else. And there is somebody else in the picture here. And because you've never had, and it could be like every phone call we have going on tonight, an ex, you know, somebody still got one foot in the past and one foot with you. In this day and age of AIDS and incurable venereal diseases, I think it's an important discussion people have to have.
Okay.
You know, if most people just not asking questions, but if you knew someone sleeping with somebody else, you might want to know who this is and maybe think twice if you're doing it, or at least be practicing safe sex, or maybe it's not what you want. You know, people have to have the discussion. If you want a committed relationship and he doesn't want one, at least you might as well hear him lie right to your face and tell you, no, oh, I'm not seeing anybody, and then later on you could see that he lied, or just him telling you, look, I'm seeing somebody else, I want somebody else as well as you, and you could make your choice. But to not have this discussion could be deadly at the worst, or just sheer denial that people practice. And if you're looking for a committed relationship, that's what you have to tell people. And I advocate you telling it from the first date. And I don't care if the person gets scared, because run today from the first date. Don't run a year later from me.
Yeah, I did mention in the beginning, like I said, that, you know, when we were talking from the beginning, I said, you know, what I'm looking for. And, you know, and he, you know, he said, well, he did say, he goes, well, I don't think I'll ever get married again. But he says, I wouldn't mind, you know, having one person, like, you know, like a committed person or something, you know. But we never actually...
But he didn't say that being you.
Yeah, he never, you know, we never got that far, you know.
Right, and again, if that's what you're looking for, you could have that discussion. It doesn't mean you have to stop seeing him, but it may mean that you will now know that you're going to be not stop looking for somebody else. Do you know what I'm saying? If you,
right.
Because if you're thinking this is exclusive and this is him only seeing you and there is somebody else, it's really not healthy for you to think that way. So don't be afraid to talk with him about it. you know, he may answer you rather evasively, which trust your gut if he's, like, not telling you stuff. I'm not saying he doesn't care about you, because he does, but that doesn't mean he can come to the plate and commit to you. So it's one of those awkward conversations, but it's one of those ones that just be honest. Don't judge him or whatever, but because you've never asked him, he's not thinking he's doing anything wrong. He's knowing you're assuming it's exclusive, by the way.
Oh, really?
And he wants you to assume that because he really doesn't want you seeing other people.
Okay.
So, you know, keep that in mind. It's not an easy discussion, but it is necessary. He is a man who can sometimes not play fair with women, which means he doesn't always tell them everything that's on his mind or what he's thinking. You know, and for you, you have potential here, but you're starting to feel something's not kosher and you need to talk. And, again, he's only a half an hour away, you said?
Yeah.
That's not far at all. So there is no reason you couldn't see each other more, but he knows you sort of wouldn't just stop over and see what's going on or anything.
Right, right. You know, and, I didn't, you know, if I keep my eyes open, if someone approached, you know, I went on a date or two. I mean, I don't tell him that, and I'm not, you know, in a relationship with anybody else, but I don't feel anything wrong since I'm not committed with him. So I'm, because I've learned, like you said, from the past, you know, without saying the words, being with somebody, it's not a good idea, you know, because they never told me and I just assumed it, and in the long run, it never worked out, you know. So
right, and the same thing
with
you.
I don't want it to happen.
You're seeing other people. He's doing the same thing. So if it's okay with you, then it's okay. I'm just saying sometimes people need to be a little bit more honest with each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a very liberal person. I could really care less if somebody sleeps with 900 other people. What is it to me? Just practice safe sex and tell all 900 people what you're doing. It's the sort of, let's, like, don't ask, don't tell, or, you know, you're assuming he's monogamous when he's not, and he's assuming you are.
Yeah.
It's what makes it a little bit uncomfortable in general, because there's just a sort of a lack of honesty between
right.
two people. And, you know, if he tells you, yes, I'm seeing other people, it doesn't mean you have to stop seeing him, but know what's there so
right.
that you're not
and,
building
yeah.
thinking that this is going to go somewhere where it's not. And I'm not saying it can in the future, but the uncomfortableness you're feeling is only going to grow. So you might as well have the discussion and find out. And you are due for a very passionate soulmate relationship that is committed heart, soul, mind, and body. And if that's what you're looking for, you don't want to be hanging around for years with a man you think is something that it isn't.
Right.
He has a strong feeling for you, too, by the way. He does. But people have been hurt. Everybody's so guarded now. They were hurt once. They have their guards up, you know, their guard dogs around their heart. It's really ridiculous. And, you know, people are stronger than they think. You get your heart broken doesn't mean, you know, you can't, you know, dust yourself off and pull yourself up again. So, you know, people are walking around sort of like injured beings all the time.
Yeah.
And it's keeping people from loving. It really is. They're so afraid of getting hurt that they're actually sabotaging relationships that could have been very good. Your dad has passed away?
My dad?
Yes.
No.
Because there's a man that, did his dad pass away?
Yeah, not too long, like maybe.
Okay, because he is saying dad, that it's his dad.
Yeah.
He's saying, Dad, he's saying, my son is now afraid to love because he's afraid of loving somebody who could die in him now. He's having some hard times mourning for his father. So there's some of that going on there, fears of loving somebody who could die on him. And his dad is saying he actually brought you guys together because he thought you would be a good choice for his son.
Really?
And he's the one telling me to he's saying, put the cards on the table. My son is just afraid to love right now. He doesn't want to love somebody who could have the audacity to die on him. But his dad is trying to come through to say love never dies. You know, his dad is the one who brought you guys together. His dad has some apologies to his son. And there are some, you know, messages that his father will eventually try to deliver to his son. But his dad is on your side, by the way.
Oh, Wow. That's interesting. So then he feels I should lay out the cards and let him know how I feel.
He's saying put your cards on the table.
Okay.
That's so, all. We're never wrong to tell the truth. Tell
I'm
the truth.
I'm afraid. Like I say parts of it, and then I don't know why I'm afraid to do it.
Because you're afraid he might say, well, it's not someone I'm looking for, and he might reject you. We're all afraid we're going to get rejected, or we're going to hear what we don't want to hear.
Even
that's practicing denial. We all practice denial. We hide our head in the sand, and we don't want to know. It's just like people that, you know, there's something wrong with them, but they won't go to the doctor because they don't want the diagnosis. That doesn't mean it's not there.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, and his father is definitely saying, you know, he will help guide his son towards you. He will help pop thoughts in his son's head that this is a girl that you could really spend your life with. Don't blow it. But, again, when people have lost a significant person, they oftentimes have a real difficulty loving during that period of time. So
yeah, I think it did bother him from what he had told me, you know. I mean, you know.
They had a troubled relationship, and it's much harder to bury people we have mixed feelings for than people we just love. We're not quite sure what to feel. So the child in us always loves our parent no matter what. Whether they deserve it or not, the child loves the parent. The grown-up knows the bad and ugly of them. So, you know, the child in him is mourning for his father, for the relationship that really never was and he thinks never can be. But a lot of parents are much better parents when they're dead than when they're alive. their egos are gone. They actually know how to love purely. So you just have the discussion. And his father says, you know, he may not answer you right away. And then you're going to say, okay, if he seems to answer in a way you're not happy with, say, well, let's just take 2 feet out of this relationship for a while and then see what happens.
Okay.
And let him miss you.
I've been trying that, and it's been kind of working because then all of a sudden he started calling. I said, I'm not calling him anymore, texting. And then he started up again, like, where have you been? And that kind of thing, you know. And I'm not being too, like, oh, I heard from you, and, you know, that kind of thing. I'm trying, because that's how I normally am, you know. And I can't put all my cards on the table anymore because I get hurt too much, you know.
But, again,
and
not putting our cards on the table will get us hurt. The best thing to tell people is I really care about you. I want to see you.
Okay.
And how about trying that instead
say, like, you know, not be like, oh, my God, I want to get married, but just be like, I really care about you. I like you a lot. And
I'd like to see you. And it's like, exactly.
Okay. But, that's
and,
not being and, too pushy or.
It's being truthful.
Okay.
It's being truthful. The greatest invitation to love is to be loving first. To hear somebody say, I really like you. You know, like, didn't you like to hear people say, I really like you, I want to spend more time with you? Doesn't that just make you feel good?
But then I hear stuff that men don't like that, then they get scared.
You know what, it's so funny.
I read all that stuff. And
all the bullshit that keeps relationships bad. If that was all working, you know, that's very
all
nice.
Games.
If you're it's all games. And that's if you're playing on a narcissistic rung on the ladder of love where any person's interchangeable with another, play games. But when you're in the real realm of soulmate and caring, try truth. Try telling them how you feel. And, you know, all the Match.coms, they tell you, oh, don't tell somebody you're looking for a committed relationship.
Right.
You'll scare them off. That's nonsense. Because you're then drawing people who don't want commitment, and it's really setting yourself up for hurt. So if all of us would just be clear of what we wanted and let the person say, oh, you know what, I really like you, but I'm not looking for that. Okay, fine.
Why can't it be so that easy, you know?
It is that easy. It really is that easy.
Because I make friends so easily. I have so many people that like me. I'm not trying to be, you know, I have so many guy friends. And it's like, but with boyfriends, it's like so different. And I'm trying to be myself, and they go, eh, I don't know, you know?
Again, because that's something that we all know how to be good friends and good soulmate friends. It's when we go into the realm of love and sex that it all gets messed up.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
And we have to just be very honest, very truthful. I have always been that in my relationships with men, and I've always had men commit to me and never be afraid to become close. Not that all relationships are meant to last forever. What if it's a soulmate relationship that's here for 2 years, that's just wonderful for those 2 years, but for some reason you grow apart or it's not meant to last longer? You still had a wonderful 2 years. It's this kind of making everything sort of watered down, and I'm not really telling you how I feel. His father's saying my son has a very loving heart. All he ever wanted growing up was a happy family life. That's all he ever wanted. And with that piece of knowledge, you know a part of this man's heart and soul that you would never have known if you didn't get to hear what his dad was saying.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't, you know.
So just step in there, tell him the truth, say, you know, I really like you, I like seeing you, I like to spend more time with you. I just want to know what we are, where we're going. Is this supposed to be exclusive? If not, you know, let him talk and
okay.
see what he says. You're not judging him, you're not, you know, putting a gun to his head.
Right. Yeah, like just do it in a nice way and just from my heart. And
from your heart. What you would want is a committed relationship. But if that's not what he wants, you respect it. But you're telling him what it is that you want.
Right. Like, I'll respect, because you can't make somebody want what they don't want. So.
No, and you can't, and you don't know. You don't want to twist somebody's arm.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's unnatural to be falling in love with someone or have strong feelings and then try not to see them. That's game playing. A lot of times people want to see us, but I don't want to get this too close. Let me limit how close we get.
Yeah.
That's the unnatural part.
And I just can't do it. It's not me, you know, and it doesn't work for me. And I hear all that, and I just can't do it.
And of course,
do you think
you know
there's
what?
Any hope for me, like that I will meet somebody really
There's
nice?
More than hope for you. Nicole will agree with me. That we think you're the most delicious, loving little being here, that who wouldn't want to love you and get there. But just don't play the game. Stop reading that stuff that's telling you to play games with men.
Okay, I will.
It's really only going to draw game players with you.
Yeah.
Talk from your heart and your soul. That's why if you're reading those things, especially, you know, he's not that into you and all the nonsense that they tell you and everything,
mm-hmm.
all of that just reinforces games. There's nothing more delightful to people than someone who just honestly tells them that they like them. And if the person runs away scared, they're going to run away scared anyway. Let them go now before you actually boot them a year or two and then they run away. Run now. Run fast as you can. You know, basically what I tell people, you know, this is how it is. Either run now, but, you know, I'd turn back if I were you if this is too scary, you know, but otherwise come forward.
That makes a lot of sense. It does.
And you were guided by his father to call me, by the way.
Really?
He popped the thought in your head, why don't you call that lady?
Wow.
Call that one. Because he was desperate to tell you, I brought you as a gift of love. Soulmate love comes from someone who dies, and it's a gift, and it comes from God. You guys have very strong soulmate potential here, but whether it's going to stay that way is up to the two of you.
Really? So it's up to me telling him my feelings and how he responds to it, or...
Right, exactly.
Okay. Hmm.
Well, good luck, and call us and
oh
let us
gosh.
Know how that conversation
I will.
Goes.
And thank you. I'm so happy I got to talk to you. It was
You're
great.
Welcome.
Thank
and we're
you.
Glad you shared so honestly your story with us.
Thanks.
So much for calling in. Okay, we want
You're
to jump
welcome.
Over to Angela in Oklahoma, two men, both long distance.
Yep, all right. Hello, Angela. You're on
Hi.
The air.
Thank you.
Hi, Angela. Did it ever occur to you
They're long
that
distance,
you...
but one of them flies to see me quite often, and there's
Good.
Quite a nice ring involved, you know. But, I mean, it's not going to work because of his daughter, so.
Okay, again, you have your own closet commitment phobia, which allows
yes,
you to
do.
Get...
Oh, I'm such a
okay.
commitment phobe.
Okay, good. I'm glad you'll admit it. That makes my
I
job
I can own
easier.
It. I can own it.
Okay. And you're picking men who can't commit to you for one reason. He's got this crazy daughter or men who are
oh,
long
she's
distance.
Crazy.
But yeah, and again, there's no shortage of the manipulative children on earth, believe me. No, they're
hungry.
Half, money hungry. And, oh, I have a wonderful client, a beautiful client, who is much younger than the man that she was living with, and he was very, very wealthy. And he passed away recently, and she got pregnant, like, the 2 days before he died.
Oh, you need a hush. You need a hush.
And now you know that the family is fighting
no,
her
think
tooth
I'm
and nail
pregnant.
About the money.
You need a hush.
No,
you
and that's what
hush.
I'm saying. No, I know what's going on here.
Oh.
And she's going to fight you tooth and nail because the one thing she has is that she's his child. If you level the playing field by bringing another one into the world, it's going to be a little bit of trouble. But do you want the baby?
I do and I don't. I'm concerned. I'm very concerned for a number of different issues. And I have some medical problems. And my youngest child, though she was vaccine injured, you know, I worry that maybe the autism didn't come from the vaccine in the back of my mind. You know, it's more complicated than, I'm 42, and, you know, there's a variety of different issues, and he's 62. And
okay, so it's the same scenario that I was telling you.
Yeah.
And, again, for you, he's very loving, and he cares about you, but right now you're being asked, how long do you want this relationship to be going on? He'll go on with you forever. He will. Just the way it is, but his daughter will have to come first because she is the supreme narcissist and manipulator.
Oh, yes.
And for you, you guys really started out as soulmates, the heart, soul, mind, body, love.
Mm-hmm.
The age difference is very common in soulmates. There's also an obstacle to overcome besides the age, usually a child. He has to learn to put his soulmate above his daughter. She's not his wife. She's his daughter. She's his grown daughter. She doesn't want her father to be happy or marry somebody else because then, you know, that woman will get her inheritance. If you think about what a viper that is, that she doesn't care about her father's happiness.
No, she really doesn't. I mean, it's heartbreaking. It really is.
For you, I'm seeing you with a man in the future and a very happy family life.
Mm-hmm.
You do have, you know, two men, whether it's going to be one of these or an entirely different one it actually looks like, but you have to, like, make some decisions for yourself about. The pregnancy is a wake-up call for you. It's making you evaluate how you feel about him, what you think. Again, I was an old soul born into great dysfunction. If God asked me again, I'd say, hell no, I ain't doing it. And so if my mom decided to abort me because she thought she wasn't bringing me into a loving environment, I would be eternally grateful. So, you know, if you want this child because you want to love it and you think you can provide for it and it's good and it's a place of love, do it. Otherwise, think it through carefully what you want. Pray to do what's best for everyone, including yourself. Have you told him?
Oh, he knows. He knows.
And what is he telling you or asking you to do?
He had a wide range of emotions from this is going to ruin his life, that he's going to lose, he has two children, lose his children forever, but the daughter's the worst, to, you know, he'll marry me, you know, we'll just have separate bedrooms. He doesn't want to have any more children after this one. And it was a very emotional response from him. And, you know, just he's a really good attorney, but he's very emotional. He has ADD or ADHD, and he's brilliant. He's just brilliant.
And again, being that there are some genetics of autism, by the way,
mm-hmm.
And there are some, and the genetics of, you know, he's more of an obsessive compulsive than he is ADD. That's something to keep in mind, that he does have OCD. So he's a person who's going to, like, what if this happens?
God.
What if that? What if this? What if that?
It has to be an odd number for him to get up. You know, the alarm clock, it has to be a certain number
right, that's
for
OCD.
Him to get out of bed. And
that's it, because OCD is a very superstitious disorder. And
mm-hmm.
just for you, you're definitely... this is the wake-up call. Is this the man you want to spend your life with if he can't grow up and come to the plate? And if he's manipulated by his kids? You know, this is things that you need to
I don't want to be in misery, but also I believe life is worth sustaining. Life is worth giving. You know,
again, that's your choice. This is your baby. You're the mother.
Right.
You make up the choice. You go to the best, you know, doctors that you can and let them see...
And I may not be able to carry this child. I don't know. I mean, there's a number of unknown factors.
Again,
and then there's Andrew in New York.
Andrew in New York is another one, and he's another commitment phobic as well. What you're being asked to do is start praying for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to healing, and you want to be the same if mm-hmm. that's what you want. Do you want a soulmate now who's going to commit to you?
I do. I really want a partner. I want someone that I can be in sync with. And
okay, and that's
I
what...
I really, truly want that.
Now you can see that you have soulmates who can't commit, and that's pain. So overcoming your own commitment phobia is supremely important. You have a very good 5-year period opening up here. Pretty much right. Anything you want is yours. Think it through. Do not be coerced to do something you don't want to do. If you want that baby, you have that baby. And, you know, if you don't ask the soul to forgive you, it may even miscarry if it hears you don't want it. We have more say over things than we realize.
Do you see if it's a boy or girl energy, or do you see anything like that? Or
it seems to
I don't know how you read.
Fairly masculine energy here. So, again, it's up to you. Take some time to look inward and figure out what you want. In the future, it's a very happy family life for you, by the way, with a man who's very loving. So that's there. You're right there. But the first thing, these two men were brought into your life to show soulmate love without commitment is pain. Now you don't want that anymore. If you want a soulmate, you want one who can commit. You don't want all the baggage, all the nonsense, where everything matters but love. No, only love matters to people mm-hmm. who really are healed. And, you know, this child is a wake-up call.
Jewish?
Soulmates can be anything.
I'm drawn to Jewish men. Just Jewish
okay,
men.
So then if that's what your soulmate, ideal soulmate should be, then let it be that. Good luck to you, and call us in the near future and let us know what you're doing. We'll pray that you make the right decision. And again, until there's perfect love and perfect contraception, there will be a need for abortion. Nobody believes in abortion. They don't.
I'm not going to do that. There's no way.
Okay, so then if it's not yours, then you do what you want to do. Don't let him coerce you into doing something you don't want to do.
And that child deserves it. Life. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
And it was conceived in love. And so.
Oh, definitely.
So for you, if you want to bring it in, his daughter's going to have to deal with it, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she is. You know, I can stand on my own 2 feet. I just haven't really faced her down because of him. Because he says, no, 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 no. And I'm like, oh. You know, she just needs to put her big girl hands on.
If you have your own child with him, then you're going to have to stand up to her because you're going to love your child. And you're going to make sure you stand up.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but we're just
out
about at the end of our show. And good luck to you, and please call in the future and let us know.
Well,
what's
I appreciate
happening.
Your time. It was very, very kind of you.
You're welcome, Nicole. I'm just going to say shout out. Thanks for a great job, and love you, and have a wonderful week.
And you do the same, Cindy.
Okay, and next week we'll speak to all of you, and for our Jewish listeners, Shana Tova.